Well, Baltimore City school kids can now reject dissection. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Sure. So following discussions with PETA for about 2 years, Baltimore has passed a new policy that allows students to opt out of dissection in favor of modern alternatives like interactive computer software. And their new policy aligns their rules on this issue with virtually every other district in Maryland, as well as the recommendations of leading professional organizations like the National Science Teachers Association.
And why do you think it's so important for kids to have the opportunity to take a stand and say that they want to not dissect animals?
Well, you know, there's actually a growing number of students who oppose harming animals in experiments. According to a 2012 Gallup poll, 58%, so a majority of students, of young adults, oppose the use of animals in experiments. And allowing them to opt out of dissection in the classroom is a major step towards creating an inclusive learning environment that doesn't risk alienating this growing group of students. And really, there's no reason for them to dissect, because every single study that's been conducted has shown that students who learn anatomy by using an interactive computer program, for example, learn as well as, and actually in most cases better than, students who cut up dead animals.
Interesting. So can you tell me a little bit about the program and how kids can interact with it?
There's actually scores of different programs out there that people use to teach students about anatomy, whether it's a frog or a human or a cat. And there's also more hands-on methods like clay modeling, for example. There have been 4 studies conducted in the last couple of years showing that students who learn anatomy by modeling clay onto a skeleton learn better than students who dissect cats. But what the program we're going to be donating to the Baltimore City School District, along with a couple dozen computers for their teachers, is called Digital Frog. And this allows students to conduct a virtual dissection of frogs using dissection tools. They go through everything they do in an actual dissection, except it's better because there is modules that teach about physiology, so how the living body works, which obviously a dead animal doesn't do, ecology, so students can learn about animals' natural environments. And unlike dissection, a student can repeat content over and over again until they understand it and they're confident, rather than the dissection where you get one chance to make the right cut, and usually students do it wrong, and that's their only opportunity to learn the material.
That's great. And when will these computer programs be placed in the school systems? Are they already in there right now?
So the Baltimore policy went into effect a few weeks ago. We're in the process of getting those computers shipped to the school district, and actually in the beginning of April, we're going to be providing a training session for science teachers in the district to get them up to speed on how to use the software in their classrooms.
Do you plan on also taking these programs nationwide?
Absolutely. Washington, D.C. recently adopted a similar policy to Baltimore's. We've been providing their teachers with software as well, and our grant program that provides software and computers to teachers is actually international. So we provide these materials for teachers, schools, districts, and states all over the country, but also all over the world. And there are some major school districts that have completely replaced dissection with these non-animal methods, like Hartford, Phoenix, Cleveland, and Tacoma. So certainly with the endorsement of leading science organizations saying you can replace dissection in the classroom now, a lot of teachers are making that decision for ethical reasons, for educational reasons, and also for economic reasons, because with dissection, you need to replace and purchase the tools every time you teach students. With software, you buy it once and you can use it forever at no additional cost.
Great. And for those who want to find out more information on these programs, is there a website they can visit to do so?
Absolutely. Parents, students, and teachers can visit PETA.org/dissection to learn more about these programs, learn more about the rules in your district or state regarding dissection, and also teachers can fill out a form there to get a donation of free computers and software for their own classroom.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Justin Goodman, again, for speaking with me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again for having me, Ashley.